Welcome to Mom Friends. We are two longtime friends, Laura, who is a pregnancy and postpartum doula and mom of two.
And Remy, who is a first-time mom-to-be, and we both get together to discuss the journey from preconception through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond.
Join us for weekly raw conversations and relatable struggles on how this life-changing event impacts all areas of our lives.
Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to Mom Friends. In this episode, we are going to go through all of the things that Remy is doing differently this time in preparation for embryo transfer tomorrow. And so they include a lot of things that are very emotional and spiritual practices that are completely new, as I said, from last time. Hello, Remy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling anxious, but I feel like I'm in a good mindset and I feel excited as well. And just to recap, it's been 4 months now since the miscarriage, the first IVF transfer. And now we are getting ready for embryo transfer number two, which is my last embryo. So there is a lot of pressure this time around, but we are doing a lot of things differently, both with my doctor and me spiritually, which I think has helped a lot. So we'll cover all of that in this episode.
Yeah. And also, just as a brief note, this episode was recorded right before with the Spirit Baby episode with Emily. So it is cool because you talk about another Spirit Baby experience that you had that wasn't best one. So it's cool to see how every experience can be so different. Every expert is so different. And it is normal to have good and bad experiences, right? So it's cool that we cover that in this episode as well.
Yes. So the first time I was introduced to a Spirit Baby medium is in this episode, and it wasn't the best experience for me. But these things happen and you just have to take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. It's all lessons for sure. So let's begin by explaining and listing all of the things that you have done this past month to prepare for the transfer tomorrow.
The basic things that I did last time, I did the same thing. So I was taking my multivitamin every single day, obviously. I was taking magnesium at night, CoQ10, keeping my body warm in general, going to the chiropractor, doing foot soaks every single day. Something new that I did in terms of drinking was beet juice and pomegranate juice. I think I mentioned that on a previous episode, but that helps with like uterus lining. So those were like the basic things I stuck to for my last transfer that did go well in terms of like it becoming a pregnancy. But I also did other things that helped my mind because of how I felt like I failed that first transfer. Not I felt that I failed, but just the outcome of the first transfer turning to a miscarriage, and then the outcome of the retrieval turning to zero embryos. I just had a lot of losses. So I really needed my mind to be right. I'm not in the right place right now. I don't remember feeling this negative last time. And I want to like be there again, like optimistic, basically.
Yeah. Because after the miscarriage, obviously, it kind of like is a slap in the face of like, this is reality. It's not whatever you want. You know, things happen. Yeah. So we were so hopeful and so positive. But at the same time, it was kind of like a wake up call to reality that, hey, it's not always perfect.
Yeah. And it's a numbers game.
You know. Yeah. So you were more realistic, which kind of let you through a negative road sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that, okay, I need to do everything I can to make my uterus optimal and like sticky, right? Like all the sticky vibes. So in terms of doctor protocols, this IVF cycle was off of a medicated cycle, which means that I did sort of what you do in the beginning of an egg retrieval. And I was stimulating my own follicles to grow, to stimulate my own body to grow some hormones. So that was new. So after doing those drugs and growing follicles on my own, creating my own hormones, the doctor also did the hysteroscopy, which I talked about. So that was another like throw the kitchen sink method. So knowing I had done that, I felt good about that. And then baby aspirin for the full month, again, for like to thin out the blood. And my doctor also wanted me to go on Plaquenil and Lovenox, which both are blood thinners slash make your uterus stickier after transfer. So I had all these different protocols I knew I was going to do that felt good medically, but still my mind was like, there is a chance this won't work, you know? So one of the things that like I did for my mind and just spiraling into research on the couch late at night is like, what could I do to take away all this negativity around my past experiences? And so I got into like looking into Reiki, and I've heard of it before. I've never done it.
You did it once.
I did? Oh yeah, I did. I did do it once.
I think it was 2019.
2019. That mm-hmm. was so powerful. So that was that powerful time that I did Reiki. That's right. So this was again.
Yeah, with my girl.
Yeah, you had recommended me and she was amazing in LA. So I just called someone up from Thumbtack and I found someone in my town to do this. And I was super skeptical and I wasn't sure at first.
Let's pause, because that night you said, I'm just going off and booking everything. You started booking every single thing, one of them being Reiki, right? So
yeah,
like you
yeah,
just
yeah.
were on in a place where you're like, I just need to do everything I can. I'm just going to try
true.
Everything.
That's
so you
true.
Were like, book, 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 book. And you had like 3 days back-to-back bookings, right?
Exactly. Because I had like 2 more weeks before transfer. So I did like a Reiki 1 week, hypnotherapy the next week, mm-hmm. a spirit baby reading the following week. Like I was acupuncture. I was literally like,
on
just
a roll.
Booking it all, like massages. Do I need massages? Like, what's going to take my mind?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with the Reiki. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the most powerful sessions she said she's ever had. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that session, my entire body, literally every cell in my body, was vibrating and just full, like it just totally felt the vortex of energy of my spirit baby right there with us. And it was the most, I've never felt so peaceful and like serene after that. And just like, I couldn't open my eyes because I didn't want the feeling and the vibrations to go away because it felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wild. She helped me release all of my fears and insecurities I had. She went through all of my chakras and cleared it. At this session, she mentioned like maiden to mother, mm-hmm. which is sort of what that medium Jess had told me too, was like, you're in the transition of moving from maiden to mother, and you really mm-hmm. need to work on stepping into the mother energy. That's like where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that maiden came up, like, I'm still not really ready to let go of maybe some freedoms or whatever it is that comes with motherhood. So she's like, okay, let's like really like go lean into that. Like, you know, we still need to release that. So yeah, it totally, after that, I felt like a brand new person.
Mm-hmm.
Like any negative thoughts I had around this transfer, gone. Like I was so excited. I was so happy and I felt so good. Through this all, I noticed that there was blockage in my throat, meaning the energy, whenever it needed to move, I felt so constricted in my throat. Like it was just stuck there and it was like a ball in my throat. And we worked through this over a different session, but it was actually something from a past life. So it's something that I couldn't really relate to because I do speak my voice. I do speak my opinions. I voice them. I'm not hiding anything. Like I feel like I'm raw and genuine. And it never really, like I never understood why it was always so blocked. And she said it was from a past life. So she cleared that. And yeah, it helped a lot.
So what else did you try the next day?
So after that Reiki, I did hypnotherapy. And this one, I was like, at first, I think I got it off the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They were doing like a hypnotherapy session. And I was like, I want to try that. Actually, that's how I went down this rabbit hole on the couch to begin with.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I booked a session. I went to this lady's house in Austin. And like, it wasn't what I was expecting at all. It was literally like a heavy, heavy therapy session for 2 hours. She's just trying to get to the root of my insecurities, of my fears. and found out I had something with like not being able to express my anger well, whatever. It just wasn't helpful at this time for me because I'm not here for therapy. I just want to be like clear minded, and I get it. Like there's a time and place.
Not open up. Yeah, not open up the traumas.
Yeah, like if it just didn't help because afterwards, the thing is, I felt so drained and so tired for 2 days straight, like just exhausted and not in a good mood. I didn't feel light like I did with Reiki. So nah, I didn't feel any benefits to it.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes when you're like in this specific situation, you can't open up any traumas or insecurities or fears because you have to kind of like in this moment so close to transfer, you kind of need to focus on the positive. It's not a time to
start diving
and start diving. Yeah. Yeah.
Like great. Therapy is great. Like, but to start it a week before transfer is not really beneficial, at least for me.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like some things I was like, am I just trying too hard, trying too much? You know, after that, I was like, that was not necessary. Like,
yeah,
waste of time kind of for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the time to do that.
Not the time to do that. Yeah.
And then the same thing when you asked me, which we had mentioned before, you asked me, should I also do a psychic? And I said, I think it's going to also create that like bad headspace for you because you're so influenced with what they say. Like a psychic is not about clearing your energy, making you feel better, or working with your chakras. It's not about that. It's more about telling you things that will happen, which can influence you, which can actually put you in a bad headspace 100%. If they tell you something that you don't want. And the truth is, we're all allowed to change our future with what we do, and it's up to you also. So sure, there's some things that are set, but also we have the power to change things by what we're doing. So it probably wasn't the right time to do.
Yeah, you just said, okay, that's fine, you can book all these things, but like don't do tarot. And I was like, okay, unbook.
Yeah,
because I was literally
I know you. Yeah.
I just wanted to answer right then.
I know. But you did do spirit baby reading.
I did. So this is also sort of like tarot cardy, but not really, but like a medium who channels your energy, your spirit guides and spirit baby energy and tells you what they're saying, their messages. Not so like by, you know, this date, you know, you'll get pregnant. It's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and also I was reading that book, Spirit Babies, which you've read too, right?
Yeah, I recommend it to you. Yeah.
And it got me so interested. I mean, this person, the writer, is obviously a very talented clairvoyant. So all the stories and everything she's able to see and channel is just amazing. And I thought, I want to know if there's karmic energy between me and my spirit baby. What's the reason why, you know, it's taking longer, you know, everything. I wanted to know those things. Okay. So I did it. And this was recommended by actually a follower. And man. Oh, okay. The thing is, okay, I gave it, I mean, I went into it open-minded, but it was done remotely over the computer, which is fine. I've done great readings before like that. But she asked me the first question, like, so what's going on? Like, what's going on? Like, what are you here for? What are you struggling with? What do you want to know? What's your circumstances right now? And she asked me everything. And I just went with it because I'm like, I guess this is how she works. So I told her everything. Everything that you guys know about my journey, about what I'm about to do, the transfer, how it's like, you know, one of the last embryos, like, oh my gosh, like I wanted to know. I told her everything. And usually they tell you what
you don't say anything
exactly.
At all.
You always say that you just stay quiet because they'll tell you.
Yeah. You just show up and then they talk and they tell you everything and that's how you know. Okay, well.
And I've experienced that where they tell me everything. So this was weird, but okay, I told her everything and she's like, this is how I work. I'm going to leave now. I'm going to go away. And then tomorrow I basically meditate and like batch a bunch of my spirit baby clients. And I meditate and I channel into each one of my clients and see what they say to them. Like, I'm like, okay, so I'm waiting for my audio recording the next day. What, you know, my babies are saying to me. And it was like 40 minutes long.
Like a voice note, right?
Uh-huh. Like a voice note. Yes. Yes, yes. A voice note. She was like, I see bees. I see flies. It's like it's working up and down your body and it's this light. And there they are. You know, and all these things. Okay, whatever. So I was listening very closely, and at the end of it, she basically told me in the 40 minutes that this transfer was not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what did she say? It was like,
basically, they needed more time.
Oh, yeah. That they had other obligations in the realm that they need to attend to, and that they won't be ready to come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're going to like some school up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
She said so many things that you told her, right? Like, it was like a 45-minute call telling you what you had told her before, plus this. Oh, they're not ready to come. They're going to come later. It's not going to work. So it was a crappy feeling, no, to receive that. To like, okay, first of all, it's pointless.
Are you joking me?
Thank you. Yeah.
Should I cancel my IVF transfer, madam?
Right. Yeah, this is why I told you, like, you can't get influenced with what they say, because then you will do that. And then you're going to cancel this. And then obviously it's not going to work right now because you're going to cancel it.
So
I told you too, it's up to you to choose to believe or to completely remove it and then do the opposite. She told you they're not ready. Okay, great. Then be proactive and be like talking to them, telling them that you're ready, telling them that you'll help them get ready, going into that motherly energy and being like, hey, I'm going to help you through life. You don't need to be ready. I can help you get ready through these 9 months too. You know, so start, use that negative message to shift it and prove her wrong that you can get them ready, because it's up to you, not her. So we kind of like had that twist, right?
Oh, yes. Like, basically I had to change my mindset around. Remember I was telling, I was like, I'm not in a good headspace anymore. I feel like back where I was before Reiki session, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Or worse.
Worse, because someone I trusted and told me that it wasn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was like, I need to do another Reiki, like, because this spirit baby reading would happen so close to my transfer, which is so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay. I remember how good I felt after that Reiki session. So I actually had her come back again, and she immediately told me, "Has there been someone in your life like you're telling this too that has brought negativity to you?" And I was like, what? I was like, exactly why I'm here. Exactly why you're here today. Because I want to clear that negativity. Someone told me, I told her, the spirit baby told me that it wouldn't happen. I want to clear that out of my mind. I want to be in a good place again for transfer tomorrow, you know? And she had a download when she was driving over to my house. And she said, we need to call your ancestors in this session. I'm feeling your grandma, your grandpa. We called out who, and then we're going to bring their energy here and help the baby feel supported too. So with their wisdom. So I felt both pure love from the grandma side. I felt pure, so much grounded from my grandpa side. And then the spirit baby, literally. And we merged the baby's chakras with my chakras. We like totally did a ceremony of becoming one. And I saw the vision very clearly as well of the baby growing, of the implantation already happening and it being successful. And then an affirmation that helped me. My uterus is a safe vessel. Like, it was just, I am a safe vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something that came up in Reiki, and it really helped me trust.
Mm-hmm.
That process.
Yeah.
And
we did some trying to conceive affirmations in a previous episode, I think episode 3 or 4. So if anyone wants to go listen to them, that's always good to just keep reminding yourself of positive things, because we tend to think so negatively, especially I think for you, Remy, now with the high pressure. This was a more anxious process. And so you have to stop yourself from thinking those things. Oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work? Stop yourself from thinking that right now until we know, and then change that negative sentence into a positive one right away.
Exactly. And it's hard. You have to be so mindful and on top of it. So I guess the best thing you can do is just to really relax into it. And that is actually, you know, I mentioned it last episode, but I did acupuncture.
Yeah.
And what they recommend, I went to a fertility specialized acupuncturist. They recommend 24 hours before your transfer and then within the 48 hour window after your transfer.
Mm-hmm. But we had mentioned that you did not like acupuncture at all. You had already done acupuncture before your transfer last time, before the last transfer, but you didn't like it at all. So you decided not to go back because you were like, oh, this doesn't relax me, it doesn't help me, so why try? But
yeah,
you kind of like had that feeling of, oh, I want to do the same I did last time, because it did. You did get a positive pregnancy result. So you were like, I kind of want to do the same thing. And so you found a new place that you actually enjoyed, or at least, you know, were okay with the experience, were not so stressed through it. So,
oh, totally.
So you had a much better experience.
Yeah, it's like when people would say acupuncture is so relaxing, blah, 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 I didn't understand it. But the relaxing part is when you're done sleeping there with the needles in for like 20-30 minutes. So like you literally feel like you woke up from a hibernation, like really well rested. I don't know how to explain it. Like it just felt so deeply relaxing. Great, beneficial. I mean, they did, you know, some points around the belly for uterus like blood flow, and then everything else was just for relaxation. And literally I felt my central nervous system relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, again, you should find a place that not only specializes in fertility, but also that is very soothing and relaxing, and you can feel at peace in. So I think both of those things are really important. Also, a place where that can give you specific recommendations based on you, because we're not all the same. So I feel like all of those things are really important. And I'm glad you found a place you love, because you should keep going through pregnancy and postpartum. So that's really important, to find a place you love.
Well, I'm glad I found somewhere. It's far away from me, but it might be worth it.
And we'll talk about all the benefits that it has through, you know, the later stages too. But again, it's not just for fertility, not just for the transfer day, not just for ovulation, you know, but through the whole pregnancy and postpartum too.
Lastly, something I did 24 hours before transfer, which actually my Reiki told me to do and acupuncture said, was have sex before the transfer. And I looked it up and it was something about like the cells and the DNA and it taking to the embryo. Read more up about it if you're interested, but that was something else I did different as well.
Yeah, so those are quite a few things that you've done differently from last time. Obviously, last time you did everything you could to prepare and you had peace of mind in knowing that you've did it all. But this time I feel like you went a step ahead, especially in the mind and soul level. And so you do feel extra ready. You do feel calm and prepared and kind of like it's out of your control from now onward. And so I do see how you shifted your mindset and are truly prepared for whatever happens right now.
Exactly. Like this time was a lot of like mind work and like stepping into that mother role work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that has come up a lot through all the sessions that you've done, even before all of this, when you talk to Jess, you know, it's something that has come up very consistently. And it's something that I have seen in you been one of the biggest challenges for you is embracing that like mother energy before even becoming a mom. You're suddenly slowly transforming for real, and it's something that consistently has come up that you have to embrace it even more and more. And so like you've been slowly opening up and embracing that, and I mean I've never seen you more ready than now, and I still obviously know that you have the journey to go through, but it's a good wake-up call too, you know, to see okay, well I have to embrace this and this and this, you know. I think someone told you to embrace that like fun motherly energy, not
oh,
to
that's
take it
my
too
Reiki.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I like that message. Yeah.
I know, me too. But basically, I do feel that shift in me as well. Like internally, I feel it. And then also my mom, you know, growing up, she was never really like super motherly. Like she was sort of like always young, spirited, fun.
Friend.
Yeah, like friend. Like she was like my friend. And like we traveled together. We would enjoy our times together. But it wasn't so like motherly where it's like the lunches and like the notes and the sweet nurturing. Like it wasn't so much like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for me, I never really saw that role too much. And so it didn't come naturally to that motherness.
Yes, but I think also you have to understand that every mother is different. So like every mother has its own way of being a mother, and that's the perfect way to be with your own children, right? Like you're meant to be their mom, and you're going to do great embracing your own motherly energy. So that means it can be completely different to mine, and that doesn't mean it's a bad type of motherly energy. It's just the right one for you and for your kids. So when I see you with my kids, especially Sophia, you know, it's always like you're always in a fun aunt energy way, and that can be your motherly energy too. It doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, strict
serious.
Or sweet or nurturing or disciplined. You can be your own type of mother, and that can be fun, and that you can embrace that. And maybe through this process, it has created more stress on you, and maybe that has even stopped and slowed down that energy as well. This process has been so serious, so medical, so like rough. It's completely different than the fun vibes. And so I think that it has slowed you down to becoming and embracing that mom in you.
And what came up in Reiki was, it's not as hard as you're making it. And this is what my spirit baby was telling me. And actually, I don't have to hold it because the divine feminine is holding it, holding us together. So it's almost like I was able to release and let go of the pressure of having to make sure this baby doesn't miscarriage or implants, and just leave it to mother who is already holding us together. So that came up too. And that's another affirmation that, you know, helped me.
Yeah. Kind of like reminding you of that. I know this process is very serious. And I know, you know, obviously it's also draining. It's also a lot of medication that changes your mood and energy. It's also a long process. You can't try every month. You're trying every 4 months, which is crazy. You know, it's like a long draining process. Mm-hmm. But keep that fun energy and essence. Don't let it take away from you. You know, don't let it drain you from who you are, and just keep reminding yourself of who you are. So what I would recommend for you is just like, when you meditate or when you think of your baby, when you're talking to your baby, imagine you and your baby playing and being playful and cooking together and going to see the animals. Like, keep reminding of that motherly essence that you have.
Yep.
Because it's important that you don't lose it through the process, right?
Mm, exactly. Like, this is something I'm going to have to continue doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that I've seen you take away from this journey, especially when you were talking to like Jess, the Reiki, every single person you've talked to, is that you have not been connecting to your babies before transfers.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that you've taken away and that you've really implemented this time. So I've seen a huge difference between how you are connected to the baby now versus the previous transfer, right? How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Personally, I feel a huge change. Like, it was almost like I didn't feel like I would step into the role of mother until I actually birthed a baby and had the baby in my arms. Like, that's how I thought it would be. So up until that point, it's like just I'm still in this like maiden phase where it almost feels weird to act as mother already. But no, this time it was completely different. It was like, totally, I'm open to that. Like, I've been connecting to its soul literally every single day, like talking to it every single day. I told Nate how to talk to it. Like, it's so different. And I feel more connected in a weird way too.
Mm-hmm. Which is a step forward and a step on being more ready even and more open to it. So that's mm-hmm. good, you know? So if you've learned something out of this, at least it's how to connect and be more ready and connected even before transferring.
Yeah, and it's almost like the synchronicities that are happening now, I take them as signs.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost like am piecing together their personality or what they like already.
Mm-hmm.
Just off of these like little signs I get.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is everything for today. And we are very excited because next week we will come back with the transfer experience, as well as for the first time ever, we're going to have Nate, Raimi's husband now, in the podcast, chatting all about his perspective, his experience, his lessons that he has learned through the infertility, trying to conceive IVF journey through the past year.
Yes, I'm super excited for Nate to come on. I feel like he'll be able to share some valuable insight for the men or the partners of the people going through IVF. And yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Also for the female to hear from a male perspective and also maybe understand what they go through and what they need or what we need to communicate to them, right? So it's cool to hear it from his perspective as well.
Yes. So that'll be next week. And for now, please send me lots of positive energies and good vibes my way. Thank you so much. Your support is always appreciated.
Yes. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the future episodes to come, as well as follow us on Instagram at MomFriendsPod to see all of the behind the scenes updates and more.
Bye.
Bye.